You're listening to A Mediocre Time with Tom and Dan.
Hello, Tom and Dan, Ross and Sam. Speaking of foreskin, yeah, I'm horny all the time, man. Like, I jack it like 3 to 6 times a day almost. Fucking bathroom time is a must for me. And my wife always bangs on there, "What are you taking so long? Mind your fucking business." Well, anyway, I remember my ex, she never seen foreskin of penis before, and I let her go ahead and mess around with it. She did, and she decided to put my foreskin in her lips and blow it up like a balloon.
Oh, no.
So, tip of the day for you. Suck fat titties.
I've never done that. That's an advanced move. I've never had my wife blow my foreskin up.
Can you blow it up like a balloon?
Just when I thought I'd heard everything, and just when I thought our show couldn't get grosser, then this guy calls. I guess you could. Yeah, you could poof it up like a balloon.
Yeah, you can.
There he is, our British friend who is uncircumcised as well.
Hold on,
you've had someone blow your foreskin up?
Oh yeah, sometimes when I was younger when I had to pee.
Yeah, you pinch it,
but then I would hold.
Yeah, and it would fill it up. Yeah. I've done that. They know about that.
Now here's this is a true story, and I asked you one day, and you're like, "No, you're an idiot," but you've never hidden something in your foreskin.
No,
because I once in my younger days,
stealing? Would you put a now and later?
I put a bag of cocaine in there.
You're fired.
I put it in the foreskin, and when the cop pulled me over, and I was right. That was when I used to have my motorcycle. So and I was like, "Oh shit, what do I do?" And so
quick, I put it in my foreskin.
It's early in the morning, and then the cop was like, "Hey, just let you know that your brake light's not working." And then went off, and I was like, "Oh, thank God!" But I'm like, man, this thing is like a little pocket that I can hide things.
Oh, my God, dude.
So, yeah.
You're not a man until you're riding in your motorcycle. You put a bag of cocaine in your foreskin.
Yeah.
Hide it from the cops.
Can we call Lee the cocaine kangaroo from now on?
Wow. My God. I don't even know if I can look you in the eyes anymore.
It's weird to me that I don't understand any of that.
You won't.
I'll have
to teach certain things to your sons.
It's weird that I don't have a piece of my body.
I'll have to stand in the yard with your sons and show them what to do with their dicks.
You can buy a thing that you put on your penis that
simulates a foreskin?
No, that after a year, you pull the skin forward. Pull the skin on your penis forward as you get older. So after a year, you take it off and then you have foreskin again.
No!
You need that.
Swear to God. It's
One of us. What is that? That's from Freaks, right? Yeah.
Hold on. I got to leave that on for a year?
Yeah.
Come on. We can be pouch
pals. I can barely brush my hair.
Come on, Tom. Gauge out your dick.
There's no way I forget to brush my teeth. I'm not going to put my foreskin machine on.
Set it and forget it.
But then it's
like the Ron Popeil rotisserie Showtime rotisserie.
That's not sexy.
No, also not sexy. It must fucking be
sexy.
Uncomfortable.
I'm not fucking with it on.
Oh, I thought you'd leave it on the whole time.
No, you take it off when you're plowing.
Yeah, you'd have to.
Yeah, you'd have to.
I don't know, Lee.
Yeah, it's a thing
that
the device. Mine's already there.
I thought you did research on it as well.
I just saw a picture of it and I laughed at it. And then
can you get us an interview with the guy that invented the foreskin thingy?
Yeah, I can make that up.
Work on that. All right. Yeah. I'd talk to that guy.
We bring up
circumcision so often on the show, I feel like that'd be a necessary thing to talk about.
My dick doesn't have enough skin to make more,
I know.
It'll take your papa's skin.
Your wife told me.
they took too much off, I think, so it's tight with the...
Think about your earlobes. If you put an earring in there and you slowly stepped it up, it would just gradually stretch until there was enough skin.
Well, can you do that with your actual dick?
It's what women do with
a longer dick.
It's what women do with breast implants, You slide them in there and you massage them and grow them and...
We're talking about skin.
No, what?
Yeah,
that's not how breast implants work.
Yeah, when they put them in, they
didn't grow.
No, but girls that want really big breasts and want them to look okay, they'll put in smaller implants and massage them and let the skin stretch and then up their implant and continue until they get a big set. Yeah, especially for little girls.
Because skin will grow and stretch. What you want...
It's creepy when you said little girls.
What you want, the dick increase, that's muscle tissue.
Yeah.
Nah.
You got to do Seth's Kegels to get that.
Yeah, you got to do steroids.
Dude, that streaks your balls, which I want, by the way.
Well, we've always wanted small balls.
Mm-hmm.
Rick Moranis in "Honey, I Shrunk My Balls."
There's one more here. Here's one more foreskin.
What's up, guys? So I'm listening to the Friday Free Show, Crying Loads. And Ross is a damn genius. This circumcision population control thing, it's perfect. It's absolutely right. I mean, I'm really high right now, but I mean, it makes perfect sense. Like, think about it. Hispanic culture doesn't traditionally circumcise.
That's true.
And they're also known to be the Latin lovers. Like, maybe there's something there. I really think that Ross is onto something. He might want to change his address and, you know, move out of state or whatever. The government's going to be pissed.
The goddamn dick CIA will be onto me.
So are the rest of the world. They don't circumcise. Do they? China?
Yeah, no, they do.
British people aren't horny, though. We're not. Like, when you go over there, it's like boring, like...
Well, no, the quote is, remember the old quote? No sex, please. We're British. I mean, that's the old quote.
Yeah, we're like, that's what it is. Like, and barely anyone over there is like circumcised.
Also, there's no sunshine. You guys got no vitamin D, so you don't do much fucking anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we don't. We just get pale
drink
and
tea.
Cry.
Let's go to the pub. Play some darts.
It's all testosterone anyway. Let's, hold on. What time is it?
Hubbada hubbada.
Don't just say we all realize, like, that's a quorum.
And we... We talked about this.
I like that. I love your new way of declaring the end of an argument is, hey-a-wire! You're speaking like jungle speak.
Let's
want to take a little break?
Let's take a break.
Yeah, welcome back to A Mediocre Time with Tom and Dan. I am Dan.
I'm Tom.
And Ross, Samantha here. Lee is behind the phones.
Uh-huh.
And on the line with us right now from his company, TLC Tugger. I'm guessing CEO, inventor, it's Ron Lowe. How you doing, Ron?
I'm fine, thank you. And you?
Good. Real good, man. Hey, thanks for... I know this is like super spur of the moment.
We just literally spontaneously started talking about the foreskin restoration device, and our producer, Lee, said that this existed, and then he called you, and now we are talking to you.
He doesn't waste any time. He's a very... Well, he's uncircumcised, so he's very sprite.
So, Ron, this is Tom Van speaking. I have two sons, and I did not circumcise them because it's an archaic practice and blah, blah, blah. We all know reason why you don't uncircumcise. So I'm circumcised, though, because my parents decided to cut my foreskin off.
But you did it last year, which was
I was a drunken bar accident.
Uh-huh.
No, so now my penis, which is a lot of reasons, like my friends circumcised their son because they're like, I want his penis to look like my penis. I'm like, that's a weird thing.
Which is the weirdest thing your father could ever say to you as a child.
But now I understand because I change my kids' diapers and they're uncircumcised and I go, ew! Immediately, that's what I think in my head. I want my penis to be uncircumcised, and Lee said you had invented a product that does that.
Yeah, you can certainly look more like your son. That would be a great thing to do because circumcision has altered your sex life dramatically, whether you realize it or not. What has happened to you is that they took away a lot of the skin that should have been on your penis.
Yes.
And that skin... It really, if you think about a tube of skin covering the whole penis, it starts at the base and it ends at the tip. And what they did was they took the middle out of your skin tube so that there's no slack. The skin can't slink around.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So if you use our device, you can grow that skin tube longer again so that it can act like a normal skin tube and slink around during intimacy. That's the biggest advantage of doing, you know, what we're talking about, restoring your foreskin. And another important advantage is that the skin tube then lives in a position where it's covering the end of the penis all the time, keeping the end of the penis supple and sensitive and ticklish the way it's really meant to be.
Exactly. That's what I tell Tom.
Yeah, mine is all worn out and brittle from the sun and from the bric-a-brac.
Well, no, and we're going to be a little crass because that's the type of show we are.
But sorry,
seriously.
Ron, this is uncensored, so we can talk.
Yeah, we can talk. You can say anything you want. You can talk real here. I'm Dan. I am the second host, and I am uncircumcised.
And by the way, may I invite you to use the word intact instead of uncircumcised?
Oh, thank you. Okay. I am Dan, and I am intact. Oh, I love it. Okay, that's, you know what? That's freeing. I like that. So
we're at an AA meeting.
I am Dan, and I am intact, and we have determined that on the show that I am far more horny and far more sexually
charged
than Tom is because mine is, and we and another person on our show, Ross, has come up with a theory that because I am intact, because because I am encased, because I am sensitive, that
it makes you more horny.
Yeah, my pleasure is greater because I am, like you said, intact. And when it happens, it's a lot more greater pleasure for me because it's like, you know, it's like new taste buds in a baby tasting a lemon for the first time, you know?
I would imagine. And, you know, if you think about the sensations evolution has imbued us with, a greater percentage of your sensations come from your crotch compared to other things, you know, food and things you hear and whatever. And so, yeah, you might be more driven by the rewards that come from exploiting that apparatus.
Now, Ron, are you uncircumcised or circumcised?
I was circumcised at birth in 1962 when it was certainly a very routine thing to do. My mom, however, didn't let a doctor do it while I was still in the hospital at the neonatal, you know, at the birthing kind of episode. She carried me back to the doctor's office 3 weeks later for some reason. Like, I've seen his penis, I've changed his dozens of diapers, and I still want it altered, even though she was married to my intact father, who, by the way, still lives with and enjoys his intact penis. Makes me crazy.
Did he have something to say? Did he want you to be circumcised?
No, he just didn't have anything to say about it.
He had a brother who
lived across the street from us whose three sons were circumcised at the advice of doctors at the time. And so he probably felt, well, this boy is going to grow up with these three cousins living across the street. He surely wouldn't mind looking like them, I suppose.
Yep, family picture is going
to
look weird.
Well, I mean, like, you know, like I don't want you to come on the show without us talking about the device. I'm on your website, tlctugger.com. I'm checking it out. Now, is the process, and level with us, because, like, I know there are a lot of guys out there. I get emails all the time from people that are like, you should circumcise, you shouldn't circumcise, you know, it goes back and forth. But I personally believe that it's better to be intact. So, when I'm looking at the website, is the process of using your product, is it difficult? Like, can you kind of take us through that a little bit?
Sure. What we let you do is take a silicone device we've made, and you place it against the end of the penis and roll your skin up onto it. It's kind of cone-shaped, like the pointy end of a rocket.
Gotcha.
And you roll your skin onto the slopey surface of that conical shape, and then you grip the skin there with a retaining cone. And then the first part I was talking about has a metal handle you can tug on with an elastic strap, or you can hang weights from it. And there are just lots of different ways to come up with tension sources, and you'll find one that suits your lifestyle.
Yeah,
and you wear this tension device, if you're taking my advice, maybe 10 to 12 hours a day. Some people exploit their sleeping hours. Some people exploit their working hours. Who wouldn't want to get paid while you're healing yourself?
Yeah,
and then during all the hours that you're not tugging, you wear just the retaining cone part to keep the skin sort of gently rolled over the head of the penis when you're not actively tugging on the skin.
So
you're benefiting from the 24/7 protection, you know, from the day one when you start.
I was describing this as if, like, you know, when a woman gets breast implants, how the skin around the breast implants has to get used to and stretch over in order to give that natural look. Is this sort of the same style, sort of the same, like, idea?
Yes. I mean, certainly there are men who've restored who, when they go to their doctor, the doctor, you know, would check on their history form, you know, never circumcised, because they've gotten such a natural appearance from adding all that skin.
Wow. It's like a retainer for your dick.
Now, yeah, Ron, it is like a retainer for your dick. Yeah, dick I like retainer. That. Yeah, yeah.
Now, Ron,
it trains it.
Have you done this yourself?
Yes, I started restoring in 2001. And I actively restored for about 5 years.
Whoa!
Now, do you have to continue restoring? Like in my mouth, I have a permanent retainer that keeps my teeth from shifting so they don't look like a barracuda's, which, you know, they did at one point because I have horrible teeth. Do you have to continue to restore, or do you reach a point where you've, you know, I have enough skin here, I look natural, I'm ready to go?
Yeah, you can add as much skin as you want. I mean, you've probably seen pictures in National Geographic magazine of tribal practices where they stretch the earlobes or the lips or whatever. They're not just stretching that body part thinner and making it longer. They're actually growing more mass of skin or whatever tissue.
Sure.
And once you grow that new skin, it really is yours to keep. If you,
thank you.
Well, my dick look like one of those ladies' necks with all the rings.
Now, I want those fingernails that the ladies grow that are curly, and then they're
Guinness Book.
Yeah, they're dancing in the dance class.
Now, Ron, what about? I feel like my penis head is like John Wayne's saddle. It's been worn, and there's even if you put tons of oils on it, it still it has the damage there. It's kind of like
you're
my Pop-Pop's forearms.
Your
penis, put sunscreen on it.
Your penis head looks like Manuel Noriega's cheeks. They're just pockmarked. And
will it? I'm asking you this question, Ron. Will your penis head then, after you
gain sensitivity,
gain more sensitivity back?
Yeah. If you look at our website on the page for the Your Skin Cone. That's the retainer I was talking about. You'll see a picture of my penis. And
hey, by the way, you got a great penis.
Yeah. Oh, you're very kind.
Is that your penis on the website?
You have a great penis. That's unfortunately,
I've never been able to hire, afford to hire models to
wait. Hold on.
Restoration.
How old are you?
Yeah,
how old are you?
You got a big old honker.
I'm about to turn 55.
You have a very young looking cock, my friend.
Yeah, it is.
Undies.
Samantha, what do you think? We got a female on the show. What do you think about this guy's dick?
He's got a great dick.
I cannot comment. I'm a married woman.
Oh, come on.
I can. I'm married.
Oh, my God.
That's a big one. Be prepared.
Yeah. Oh, it turned liquidy. Your head now.
No, it's shiny.
It's shiny. That's what it's supposed to be
what
like.
It also sells wax.
Can you take us through the shininess of what happens when you've achieved, the protection that, God or genetics have intended you to have?
Sure. So when you lose your foreskin, the surface of the gland is now exposed to the air and to clothing and diapers and whatever, is around.
And
it's drying it out. And the body has a natural response to that, which is to keep a thicker layer of the surface cells. And those are high in a protein called keratin.
Yeah.
So we say you've got keratinization. And once you start wearing your skin over the glands, then it's protected from drying and abrasion. And also, any skin cells. We lose about 1,000 skin cells a minute from our whole body. They just are done being skin cells, and they slough away and become dust.
Ew.
Well, any skin cells that were about to fall off of that penile shaft skin, instead of flying away, if you're wearing your skin rolled forward over the glands, they might hang around. And when they do, they dissolve and are digested by beneficial bacteria, and that forms an emollient, which keeps you moist and supple. And the common term for that emollient is smegma.
Smegma, yeah.
That's one of the things you'll hear people say when they say, well, I'm going to cut my kid because I don't want him walking around with that smegma cheese on his dick. And, in fact, nobody would ever see or, dare I say, smell smegma on an intact penis unless that person hasn't bathed for days and days.
Yeah, no, I have. Like, trust me, I tell Tom all the time, and he doesn't believe me. I say, look, he knows I'm crazy about cleanliness.
I don't know.
Yeah. And he knows that I have been uncircumcised, and I wash my penis more than I wash anything that I've ever washed.
We gotta talk to your wife.
Let's get into you for a minute. When you're washing, do you use anything but clear water?
I use, like normal.
These rocks.
I don't use rocks. I use, just normal soap or body wash. That's about it. And then I rinse it off, and then I'm good to go.
Gojo.
We advise restorers to use only clear water to wash the end of the penis because you don't want to really dissolve away the emollient. You just want to sort of slather away as much as is ready to go away, but leave sort of a thin coating of it.
Now, Ron,
I want to restore my penis and then get historical plates for it.
I got to ask you, Ron, because you're the only person I've ever talked to in my entire life that was circumcised and is now uncircumcised, so you've felt...
And he's got... Look, it looks like...
I don't think I have as much skin there.
We are a comedy show, and I would love to make fun, but I cannot. I'm looking at you all done, and bro... It looks as if you were never cut.
Well, that's awfully kind, and I assure you I was. You can see my scar line in some of the photos. But, and so you're getting at, is sex better now? Is that really what you're trying to say?
Yes,
our main question is, are there any side effects? Like, does pulling the skin forward gape your butthole out at all?
A lot of people ask, if I pull this skin up my shaft, what's going on? Is the hairy skin down near my scrotum?
Oh, I want that.
Is that migrating up the shaft? And in fact, it's not. all the skin that we're able to tension will indeed expand, but the hairy skin is thicker, so it expands less. And in fact, the skin that's closer to the tip of the penis is sheer and expands more, and any skin there that you can expand will really only decrease the amount of hairy skin that's drawn onto the shaft during intimacy, which is when it matters. So, for example, I'll tell you in my case, I used to have to pluck the hairs from my shaft. If I shaved them, my wife would complain of stubble. But now that I've restored now that I've restored a lot of slack skin, I can shave again because the skin that's got the stubble never gets anywhere near my wife. It just bunches up at the base.
Gotcha. Ah. Let's go back to Tom's question about, like, intimacy. You've done both. I mean, you know, like, obviously, you're one of the only people I've ever talked to that can do both.
Yeah.
You've been circumcised. Yeah. You know, you've been unintact. Now you're intact. What is better? Like, give us the pros and cons.
Yeah. Intact kind of means never touched. So I was touched. So yes. I'm decircumcised, you might say.
Oh, D. I like that. Decircumcised. That's my rap name.
Yeah. So being decircumcised is awesome because the head of the penis is ticklish and responsive, and it's soft and supple. So when you go poking it into somebody's orifice, they don't feel a sandpapery kind of a feeling. They feel a very supple, something almost as soft as your lips or tongue poking at them. So they don't complain.
Mm-hmm.
And when you've got that slack skin slinking up and down the shaft. I mean, picture maybe you've pet a dog in the past, and you put your hand by their shoulders, and you can almost drag the skin there all the way to the rump and back and slink that skin back and forth, and you're giving the dog a massage without actually having any friction the surface of their hair-bearing fur.
I never even thought about that. Like, me and you, we're just poking a stick up in there. Dan's like,
it's natural lubrication. Like, my wife says, look, and maybe Ron will agree, my wife says that the skin allows for it to move more naturally because the skin moves naturally.
It's like being in a glider with the gliding rocker.
It's the gliding rocker, yes. Mm.
There's a kid's toy called a water wiggler,
right?
Which is like a sleeve of plastic with water inside that kind of rolls
inside
out. I didn't
want to bring toys into it, Ron, but sure.
Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Itself. And so if anybody has one of those in their house, they can see how this gliding action works. It's like the skin moves without friction. It's awesome. It's a sumptuous kind of a filled up feeling for a man's partner.
Sumptuous,
and it's
indeed
a frictionless gliding massage for the owner of that penis.
So And are you making, and now I'm going to get a little personal. If you don't want to answer it, you don't have to, but are you making money off of this? Are you doing all right?
Yeah, you know, when we quit our day jobs in 2008, after I was making these devices for 5 years while being full-time employed as an engineer, and at some point there was enough people wanting my help that I wasn't sleeping anymore because I had to make the devices, and I had to get up early and take the devices out of their molds, and, you know, I was doing everything a dad does who has two kids to get to school every day and this kind of thing.
Yeah.
So it was really strenuous on me, and I finally said, if I'm going to live, I have to quit either my day job or the tugging devices. So I did some math, and I figured out we could live on what the tugging devices were bringing in. And it's only increased ever since then.
What are you pulling
in
with those tuggings?
Say it again?
No, he's messing with you, Ron. Now, I want to know if when you worked as an engineer, did your coworkers know that you were, building
like an advocate?
Building these devices, and they're like, hey, Ron's
he's working on his tugger again.
I don't know how many of them. I mean, I told a couple guys. One guy I had to tell him because he says, listen, we work on this project together. Let's go out to lunch and talk about it. I said, I can't talk to you over lunch because I have to make these devices and ship them out. If I don't do it at lunch, I'll never get any sleep.
Yeah.
So he had to know. And then, like, within a year, he was my boss. And that was kind of awkward because he had to constantly ask me, hey, is this moonlighting that you're doing, is that interfering with your work? And I'd always lie and say, no, not at all.
It sounds like a real tug of war you had going on there.
Stop it.
But at one point, I was written up in the Chicago Tribune, which is our local city paper.
Yeah.
And so some of the maintenance guys were looking at the paper and say, hey, Ryan, you're in the paper. But the write-up was about stuff sort of just tangentially related to things you might sell on eBay and this kind of thing. So it didn't really get specifically into the tugging. They didn't want to touch.
Ron, what's your favorite kind of boat?
The fact that I might be up to something.
Ron, we appreciate the time, man. Hey, thank you so much for being on the show, for talking about us with this. I mean, hopefully we'll get Tom Tug in here pretty soon. He'll be old Tom Tugger. Yeah. That's what I'm hoping for. Expect me, Dan, I'm going to buy Tom the device from your website. I encourage those of our listeners that want their children to not be like this or themselves to be like this to kind of fight it and to go to TC, to, oh, excuse me, TICTugger.com. Or TLC.
TLC.
Yeah, TLCTugger.com.
Let me leave you with my favorite thing to say, and I'll say it to anyone. The more you know about the circumcision, the more you know about circumcision, the worse it gets. Circumcision alters sex dramatically, and informed adults can be allowed to decide for themselves.
Dig it. And Ron, I love it, man.
Ron, real quick, you would probably know better than anyway. It's part of a worldwide conspiracy, right?
I don't know about that. I think it's just a history of people doing things without full information.
Yeah, yeah. It's a religion thing, right? I mean, we all know it's a religion thing, right?
I don't know. Most of the circumcision in the U.S. is not religious. 98% of it is not religious.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
It started from old Kellogg or whatever the hell.
Yeah. Hey, Ron, thank you so much, man. Have a great day.
Hope you do, too. Cheers.
Yeah, cheers.
That was a fucking amazing.
That was.
It was a lot more weird talking to him when I saw his penis on the screen.
He has a great penis.
That made it more comfortable for me.
Yeah, me too. I feel like everybody, if you walked into the meeting,
that guy
with me
has
and Tom,
a mega, like, as a like, nice, it's not a mega
it's ample.
Dick,
but it's
like,
ample.
I don't know what mega it's just, is.
No, he's a good looking, I mean, he's an
for
older,
a white dude.
He's an older dude, and it's a nice looking cock.
We're not talking about Marshawn Lynch here. Like, you know, for
the guy walked
for
in.
For old white nerds, he's got a nice dick.
It's clean, and he's manicured, smooth. And he's like, here's my dick, and it's super smooth. There's no carbuncles on it.
I've seen a lot of old dicks.
He has demonstrations. Videos on the site too. Mm-hmm.
Daniel's
nobody
seen
wants to watch.
Daniel's seen a lot of old dicks.
I've seen most a lot of dicks. A lot I've of rocked them all.
A lot of old people's dicks. They're not
Bon Jovi.
Good looking. They're they look like someone's whacked them a bunch of times with an oar or something. It was some brambles.
Yeah, a lot of black, a lot of bumps,
age
bumpies.
Spots?
Yeah, it looks like a French bird and peanut.
As long as your kids' dicks look like it, it's fine.
So you're gonna do this, dude?
I saw the apparatus you have to strap to your leg.
It's only going to take you 42 months.
I can't. Listen, I can barely take my blood pressure medication every morning.
And you wear shorts every day.
Hey, Lee, thank you so much, brother, for doing that.
I wear tiny shorts now, and I want the apparatus strapped around my knee, and people are like, what the fuck is that? That's my tugger.
No, it's your TLC tugger.
I'm becoming re-circumcised or whatever the fuck.
No,
counterpoint, though, glider sex.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
yeah,
you're right.
De-circumcised. I was watching a porno this morning while I was taking a dump, starring Mandingo. And I was thinking about the little shorts I wear now, because you and I both like little shorts.
Yeah.
And I was like, I couldn't wear those little shorts if I was Mandingo.
No.
So I need to, Lee, you got to work on a guy that can help me tug my dick longer, because my dream is to wear little shorts, but with my dick hanging at the end of the shorts. Yeah. And then people are like, what are you doing? And I'm like, I can't do anything about it.
It goes back to what Ross was talking about. You can't tug your dick longer, but you could tug the skin. So you could have longer, you should tug, why don't you get this
you
and tug your
sucks?
Already.
I'm going to just like, can I grandstand just for a
sucks.
Second? What sucks is I think this guy actually has a decent idea. But because it's about the penis, it's always going to be a joke. You know what I'm saying? Like,
but also, it's a process.
But
that
it
you
works.
Really
but it looks
do.
Like it works. So, like, what sucks for this guy is like he's got a legitimate thing that can help people like get back to like if you really wanted to do this. He has the solution, but it's a giant goddamn dick joke, and that sucks for this guy.
But he said he quit his job, and now he's living
yeah,
off.
Yeah, maybe he's rich.
I hope
he was talking to us from his fucking C-class.
All
you know
we
what
do,
I'm saying?
All we do is make dick jokes, and him talking about this made me laugh every single second.
Yeah, I was like, but that's what I'm saying. Like, it sucks that...
He did call it the tugger, too.
Yeah, well, you gotta bring him in. You know, sex sells. You gotta bring him in.
And he's probably a nerd dad. He's an engineer before, so...
Yeah. The tugger, the TLC tugger. Well, great job, Lee. Thank you for doing that.
Do you think his wife took the pics he put up on the website?
Yeah,
I hope
yeah.
couldn't
so.
Hire a model. I hope it wasn't his son, you know, like, hey, come in here, boy.
Oh, it looks just like mine, Dad.
I guess that's okay.
Here's the thing. I'd do it if it was like an easy surgery. They just put me out and I wake up and I have foreskin.
Would you really do it?
Yeah, why not?
If you could look like your son's dick.
It would probably weird my
wife
out.
Don't want your whole body to look like your son's dick.
It weird me out.
No, because it's a new dick for her.
Oh, yeah, sure. She'd like it. She'd like it. Marshawn Lynch.
But then
you have a spaghetti dick.
Here's the thing.
It's very
no,
thin.
No, I don't. Here's the thing.
Very thin and long, like a very young black snake.
I'd be peeing everywhere because you have to pull your foreskin back.
No, you don't.
Why is that a fucking hose?
You don't have to pull your foreskin
Hold
back.
Hold on, Dan. Let him tell you about having a foreskin.
Thank you. Thank you, Ross. Tell me about having a foreskin.
I'm just saying, there's something you have to do. And then,
something you have to do.
And then...
Well, first thing you got to do is, you got to crank it up, you know, and then you got to put the apparatus on.
All right.
You got to say two Hail Marys.
Knowing you, you're going to get some, like, ghetto device with like some staples and some like deli meat, and you're like, "Welcome here, all cheapo."
Lee got you a good interview. Now he's fucking with you.
Yeah,
no trip to Presto for you.
Let's do some emails.
You want to do it right now?
Yeah.
We're sort of up against a break.
I gotta follow Tucker, man.
You want to take a break? Let's take a break and come back with the emails.
Well, then we got a full hour.
Because we gotta do her thing. Yeah.
God damn it. Oh, wait a minute. I can't publish that. It's mediocre.